If you dream about opening your own business, you might want to consider a move to Sweden. There, employers must grant a leave of absence up to 6 months to an employee who wants to start a company. If that company fails, the employee goes back to their old job. The safety net is one reason Sweden has become a leading startup hub. Maggie Savage reports from Stockholm.
The Swedish capital is living up to its reputation as one of the snowiest cities in Europe right now, and many entrepreneurs are jetting off to work remotely wherever they can find sunshine.
My name is Jessica Pedersen. I usually live in Stockholm. Right now I'm here in Sri Lanka, working remote for a month.
She has a permanent job at a children's charity in Sweden, but has long craved the chance to work more flexibly. So last year, she started a business offering virtual assistance to non-profit organisations, which she can manage from anywhere in the world. Her employer agreed to hold her job open while she got started.
I'm actually not sure if I would have dared to try to start this business if it wasn't for this opportunity to take this leave. It's quite a risk to start all over. No income whatsoever at the beginning.
Her story isn't unusual in Sweden, where anyone with a permanent position has a legal right to take unpaid leave for 6 months to launch a company, providing it doesn't compete with their usual employer. To find out more, I braved the snow and made a visit to Samuel Engblom at the Swedish Confederation for Professional Employees, which represents white-collar workers. Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome to our offices. The idea is to promote mobility in the labour market. We want people to change jobs, and we also want people to start companies. I mean, you could promote entrepreneurship by making it more profitable, but you can also promote entrepreneurship by making it less insecure.
Global observers argue that one of the benefits of Sweden's unpaid leave system is that it recognises it's more than just financial risk that puts off entrepreneurs. Career risk is also a key factor in whether or not people take the plunge in launching a business.
Regardless what you do after you fail as an entrepreneur, when you go back to the labour market, you might have a hard time finding a job as good as the old one.
That's Ting Zhu, an assistant professor at the University of Virginia, whose work focuses on entrepreneurial finance.
Many countries, they spend a lot of money subsidizing financing to entrepreneurs. However, reducing risk can be just as important as providing finance. But what we cannot quantify is what's the cost of providing these leaves, right? I think that's the harder part.
And many critics argue it would be just too expensive, having to bring in temporary workers and losing staff they value who go off to start their own businesses. Even so, there are signs that Swedish employers are starting to export the concept.
My name is Max Freiberg, today running a business software company called EnexOne.
He took unpaid leave from a consulting firm to start his company, which is based at this buzzing co-working space in the Swedish capital. Now he's considering offering staff in the US the same opportunity when the firm opens its next office in New York.
We see that as a competitive advantage, being able to offer some of these European style benefits. And we've seen some companies, most recently Spotify from Sweden, now doing that very successfully with flexible parental leave and holidays.
It's too early to tell if unpaid leave policies will end up playing a big role in the global race for tech talent. But at a time when much of the world is shifting towards temporary contracts and the gig economy, the Swedish approach certainly stands out. For NPR News, I'm Maddie Savage in Stockholm.